Engine's ready to burn,
Zirid said. The shuttles, perhaps a kilometer or two away, either spotted them or got word of Fatman's presence. One peeled left, the other right. Fatman's thrusters pushed it off the freighter. Zirid engaged the ion drives, and Fatman screamed through the space between the two shuttles. He throttled the freighter's engines to full and headed straight for the next nearest freighter. Aaron had flown with Zirid many times, but had forgotten what an instinctive flyer he was. He seemed to consult his instruments only rarely, instead relying on intuition, experience, and his own reflexes. A bit like force piloting without the force, she supposed. Fatman twirled a spiral as it closed on the nearest freighter and pelted along its exterior.
Give me a hug, Zirid muttered.
Aaron gripped the armrest of her chair, expecting the red lines of the frigate's plasma cannons to light the sky at any moment. But no fire came. She checked the scanner. No fighters yet either. What are they waiting on? She said. Zirid ran Fatman along the bulkhead of the freighter, close enough that Aaron felt as if she could have reached out and touched it. She imagined the crew of the Imperial freighter ducking low as Fatman buzzed them.
Too much traffic, and we're staying too close, he said, whipping Fatman over and past the bridge of the freighter. They don't want to hit their own ships.
Jard's voice was tense with urgency.
That's a Corellian excess freighter, my lord.
Brath nodded and pointed at the viewscreen.
That's the one I told you about, Darth Malgus. Shoot him down!
Malgus used a blast of power to throw Vrath against the far wall.
Shut your mouth!
Are you speaking to me?
Angril asked in his earpiece. Malgus had forgotten about Angril.
Of course not, my lord. Give me a moment, please.
He muted the earpiece and eyed the viewscreen. He could not shoot the freighter down in the midst of the convoy. Valor's armaments could inadvertently hit an Imperial ship. The frigates would be in the same situation. Their formation was designed to thwart attacks from outside the convoy, not attacks from within.
Keep the ship on screen. Pursue it full and order the rest of the convoy to get clear.
Yes, my lord,
Jard said, and made it happen. Valor's engines fired on full, and the cruiser lurched after the freighter. Vrath climbed to his feet, favoring his side. Possibilities played out in Malgus's mind. With a Jedi aboard, shooting the freighter down could undermine the peace negotiations. Of course, the mere fact that a Jedi was inbound to Coruscant arguably undermined the peace process already. Malgus stared at the viewscreen, watched the cruiser gain on the freighter. In moments, he would get a clear field of fire. The Empire needed war to thrive. He knew that. He needed war to thrive. He knew that, too. He had it within his power, possibly, to reignite the war. He saw Coruscant on the viewscreen beyond the freighter and imagined it in flames. The flashing light on his console reminded him that Darth Angril was waiting.
Hail the freighter!
Jard looked puzzled.
I doubt they will answer.
Try, Commander.